So where do you get your deals from? I know I've mentioned auctions before, but there's a lot of other places you can get deals. Today I'm going to talk about three other great resources, and please don't take me to mean that these are the only other three resources, because there's a bunch more. But today I'm going to talk about three others that I've used a lot over the years with tremendous success. Hey, you're listening to Flippin' Genius, the podcast about flipping cars. And if you haven't already, please subscribe, download, share, tell your friends, and let's all get to be flipping geniuses. When we come back, we're going to talk about ways to get the deals to come to you. Okay, forgot to tell you, I'm Randy Lee. I'm the host of Flippin' Genius, the podcast about flipping cars. Let's get right to it. So I'm going to talk about three additional ways that you can get deals to come to you. And these are three that I use all the time, have used for years, and have had good success with. We'll talk about other methods down the road. But the first one I want to talk about is something you probably heard about, bandit signs. But I'm gonna give you a different twist on that. So bandit signs is what they call those signs that you see. A lot of real estate folks use them, the I buy houses signs. And frankly, I do buy houses also. So I have signs that say I buy houses and cars. I have signs that say I buy cars. My signs have a slogan that I kind of borrowed from somebody else. It says ugly is okay. And other signs just have my company name on them. But they have my telephone number on them. That's the key. Get the people to call me. That is simple as that. I buy those things as inexpensively as I can, but I want them to be made of it's some kind of a plastic polymer or something that you'll see a lot of real estate agents use on theirs. They're not the real expensive signs, but they're signs like this. And typically the guys that you see using the bandit signs, that's what they're making theirs out of. But, you know, whatever you decide to get them made out of, the important thing is to try to get them so they last and get them so they hold up to weather. I get mine double-sided, so you can see them both sides. And I buy them by the hundreds. And I, you know, anytime you spend money, you know, spend it wisely. So I actually get mine made up so they're double, and then I cut them down the middle. But that's just me. Just use your head on that. I'm not going to get into the way that you should get things printed. I don't want to get in that kind of minutia. But my signs are simple. I buy cars. I buy unwanted cars. Ugly is okay. And my phone number. I just want to get that message out there so people know that I'm the guy that buys cars. And those signs, you'll find them all over the area where I'm located. And I've found that over time, I've found that you're probably better off putting them in areas, not so much the areas where you're going to find disabled cars and cars laying about that people obviously want to sell, but in areas where maybe you won't think you see that. One of the best deals I've had in the past 4 or 5 months anyway, was a sign that was seen in a very wealthy neighborhood. The gentleman called me and basically said, I got a car I just want to get rid of. I came down there. I bought the vehicle for $200. Really nothing wrong with it. Just he was even clean. I mean, it was cleaner than most of my cars when they go on my lot. Fantastic deal. I sold it in, I think, 3 or 4 days for something like $2,800. I had my guys check it out. So I had a $45 checkout fee to my mechanics. They found nothing wrong with it that needed to be repaired. It had good tires, good brakes. This thing was a good vehicle. And that was a super win. You don't get those all the time, but they do happen. And that just showed me that I'm probably better off putting my sign someplace where somebody like that sees them, who's got a vehicle. They just want to get it out of the way. They don't even really care about the money. They just want to get it gone. And I've repeated that. And if something works, repeat it. And that's been very beneficial. I have my signs last a long time. I have a good friend of mine who is a business partner in the real estate business. And I got a kick out of him. His slogan is hang 'em high. And he actually will take his ladder out and his hammer out and climb up the side of a telephone pole and put them up high, because he says that way it's difficult to get them down. And he's right. They'll stay up there longer. He hangs them so high they're a little bit hard to see, I think. I haven't done a lot of that, but it does make sense. And I put them places where I think they will last. So be creative. People are going to tear your signs down. People will not like your signs. They're not pretty. If you don't like this kind of representation, don't do it. But I'm just telling you, this does work. But I've got another twist on this idea. And it is the thing that I like to say has made me a professional athlete, because I get paid for exercising. And when I come back, I'm going to tell you about that. It's a pretty cool idea. And it's worked really well for me. And hey, you can steal it. I keep giving you ideas. I in our last section there, I answered a question: why am I teaching the competition? I just believe that there's plenty of business out here for everybody, and I'm not really worried about that coming back to bite me. I want you to make money, and I believe I'll keep making money, and we'll just we'll just learn from each other. So when I come back, I'm gonna tell you how to become a professional athlete. Anyway, hang on a second. And if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe. Be right back. I know some things, people. I don't know everything, but what I do know can help you make more money. Schedule a 20-minute one-on-one consultation with me. Just go to www.flippinggenius.com. Click on the button that says schedule a 20-minute consultation with Randy. And then book the time. We'll get together and figure out how I can help you make more money. Okay, so I told you I was going to tell you how you can become a professional athlete like me. Here's what I'm talking about. We had been discussing bandit signs, and I've got a little different twist on that, and it's simply post-it notes. I have my post-it notes pre-printed. They say I buy houses and cars, because I buy houses and cars, and it's got my telephone number on it. And I try to walk every other day, 4 to 6 miles every other day. Every other day I go to the gym. I exercise every day, and that has something to do with something different. I used to weigh over 400 pounds, and I don't want to weigh 400 pounds anymore, so I exercise every day, just about every day. And so on my walking days, rather than just walk at a park or walk on a treadmill or whatever, I try to walk through different neighborhoods every day. Now, I've been doing it so long that I duplicate neighborhoods. And I've been in just about every neighborhood in my area, probably within a 5, maybe even a 10-mile radius. I've walked the streets of different neighborhoods. But here's why I walk in the neighborhoods. Number one, for exercise. Number two, it takes my mind off the anguish of carrying my old body through these neighborhoods, because I keep my head on a swivel looking for things that interest me. I also listen to podcasts typically, so this is a good time for you to listen to this podcast. It's an awesome thing to, as I'm learning as I'm walking. I used to just listen to music, and that was fine too. I'm actually a musician, so that was cool. But anyway, walking, keeping my head on a swivel, looking for the stuff that is indicating to me that I see a vehicle that is unwanted. What I might be looking for are a flat tire or two. That's kind of a dead giveaway. If it's in the street, or if it's in somebody's driveway, if it's in a parking lot someplace and there's a flat tire, you can usually guess that there's something up with that. Another more subtle thing is I just keep my eyes open for expired car tag. So on the back of the vehicle, now I guess all states are different, but typically there's a tag on there or indicator on there that shows that the vehicle has the tags have not been removed, renewed. And that is a pretty good indicator that, that there's something up with the vehicle. I look for, a bunch of bird crap all over the car. Weeds growing up around the tires that aren't flat. You know how that can happen is sitting in the driveway, but the weeds, the way the car is parked, it's like right on the edge and there's grass growing up around it. Things like that, that you just use your common sense and you think, hey, that car looks like it is not, you know, being used. Or in some cases, there's certain cars that I have a lot of luck with that I would like to buy. And we'll get into that later. But if you've got a certain kind of vehicle that you want to buy, or let's say that you are targeting a certain type of vehicle, like I mentioned earlier, you're buying square body trucks, square body 1970s, 1980s trucks. You see one, you put the post-it note on it. Now you might want to write your own post-it notes. You might not want to have them printed up. I print them up by the box because this is something I do every day. So I'm getting paid to walk because when I put these things out, I can't remember the exact numbers, but I actually have them broken down. It's kind of like for every 20 that I put out there, I'll get one phone call, for instance. And out of every 10 phone calls I get, I probably buy 2 to 3 cars. And I don't buy cars if I'm not going to make money on them. So anyway, you can see the math comes out that I make money for walking. And that's kind of a fun way to look at it. And since I'm also keeping my head on a swivel for potential houses that I might buy, that gives a double duty, but we're just talking about cars right now. So let me stick to the subject. So this is a great way to get deals to come to you using bandit signs or this little hybrid thing that I have, this post-it notes. Not only does it make your phone ring, but it's going to make you get paid for exercising. So that's my little tip on that. So that is the number one alternate idea that I wanted to give you today for finding deals. So bandit signs and just putting stickers on cars. And you know, you don't want to put a sticker, but a post-it note. You don't want to make people mad. Great idea. It generates calls, and you may get a call today, by the way, and it may not result in a deal, or they may keep your post-it note and call you 6 months from now, or they may pass it along to somebody else and they may call you. But that's the strength of the bandit signs and having your phone number out there. And another little twist, this wasn't on my list, but another version of this, I guess, is my vehicles always have magnetic signs on them with my phone number, and it says I buy cars. So that's kind of a traveling bandit sign. It's on both of my vehicles, my truck and my vehicle that I drive for work all the time. So that's another twist of that same thing. But so that's number one. So we're going to talk about idea number two when I come back. Thanks for listening. You're listening to the Flippin' Genius podcast. I'm your host, Randy Lee. Please subscribe to our podcast. Come back and listen often. Carry it with you where you go. We hope that we'll help you make a lot of money flipping cars. And we'll try to kick out a new episode each Wednesday. And if you've got any questions you'd like to submit or information you'd like to find out, send us your questions at flippingquestions@gmail.com. That's flippingquestions@gmail.com. And keep coming back. Look for more features including videos. There's a book that's coming out soon, and lots more information. Thanks so much for listening, and let's get back to the program. Okay, the second idea that I'm going to give you kind of ties in with the first one, honestly, because I've already mentioned it, and that's driveways, parking lots, and backyards is what I wrote down. And what I'm talking about here is, like I said, when you're walking, you know, keep your head on a swivel, look for opportunities. But also, you know, just when you're out driving around, going to the grocery store, going to church, keep your eyes open for opportunities. And yeah, it's great to go put a sticker on a car. Absolutely do that. And it's great when you're walking because it gives you a something to do while you're walking. You get to be a professional athlete like me. but don't just stop there. Don't stop there because number one, I mean, I was asked in our email the other day, why am I making the competition? Well, the competition is going to make itself. You know that. People are interested in flipping cars because it is a smart thing to do. And they're going to be aggressive, and you need to be aggressive. You need to get out there and find the deals. So sometimes you're just going to find the deals with your eyes. I've mentioned the truck situation, that the box truck. I don't do the box trucks, but I've got a good friend that does. And I saw one just not too long ago. It was a perfect truck for my friend because that's what he does. I got the information as far as the address and everything. And I thought, heck, I'm here. I just pulled over, went and knocked on the door. And I talked to the folks that owned this truck. I think it was about maybe a 1978 Chevy truck or something like that. It was one of the ones that he loves to buy, and he cleans them up and sells them and makes a bunch of money. And so I just stopped, knocked on the door, talked to the folks about the truck. I think there was a flat tire on that one or something that made me think, but regardless, it was a truck that wasn't pristine, which is the way that he wants to buy them. So I got the information from her as far as telephone number, and I told her, it's not me, I'm not interested, but my friend is. Would you be interested in selling? She was. I got the information, passed it along to him, and he actually was able to put together a deal on that. But I do that for myself all the time. You know, I see a vehicle that I'm interested in buying. Like I said, there's certain vehicles that you may want to purchase because it fits your MO. And it definitely fits mine. I love Honda Accords. They're great. Tremendous vehicles, and I have good luck with them. So if I see a Honda Accord, an older one, could be a 97. If I see one with a flat tire or something, I'm going to probably go knock on the door because there's a lot of times those are good vehicles. There could be something that's wrong with it, but it can definitely be worth repairing. I'd rather have them newer than that, by the way. But just to throw an idea out there. Or maybe you want to fix up old body Chevrolet Impalas or something like that. You see the vehicle that you're interested in, it's great to go put a note on the door, but I'd say take it one step further and go and talk to the folks, knock on their door. If you see one in a parking lot at a business, you may go talk to the folks at the business. The fact is, they may say, yes, that guy used to work here and he's left that thing and we want to get rid of it. So these can be opportunities because people are not moving them. I said backyards. The funny thing is, I am in the process of buying two cars out of backyards. One is a backyard that I can see from my house, and I kept seeing it. I kept thinking, and it's a Honda Accord. This just coincidentally. So I finally got with the folks that own the house and said, "What is that car behind your house?" Now I think it's a 2006 Honda Accord, and it's got a transmission problem. But I got a friend. We can put a transmission in it and turn it around. So that's one I'm buying. And there's another one I'm buying, kind of a similar situation, but it's a little different. And it ties into the third idea that I want to talk to you about. So let me get to that next. So I'm not going to talk about that right now. But the idea here is keep your head on a swivel when you're driving. Look for opportunities in parking lots, backyards, driveways. Just keep your eyes open and you will see things. Sometimes you go to the grocery store, if you keep noticing, I always park in the back of the grocery store, which gets me more exercise again. And when you park in the back of the, park in the back of the parking lot, sometimes you'll see things that you wouldn't normally see, like a car parked there for a long period of time. And once you notice that, then you start asking about it, and there's a good chance you'll uncover a deal that you wouldn't have gotten otherwise. Now, you can put a post-it note on the window, and they may call you, but you've got a better chance if you go in and track them down. So they kind of go together, but they're kind of different too. So this is the idea there. So when we come back, we're going to talk about the third way that we're going to bring deals to us. And as I said, there's a lots more ways, but these are the three I'm telling you about tonight. So hang on, come back. If you haven't hit the subscribe button, make sure you subscribe because we're going to make some money together. I know it. I can just feel it. My dad used to say, why reinvent the wheel? He meant, if it's done right, there's no reason to redo it. And that was my first thought when I saw Jeremy Fisher's digital video training course in text, 3-Hour Flip and 3-Hour Flip Academy. Jeremy Fisher is a longtime successful car flipper and a tremendous communicator with over 2 million downloads of his materials online already. In 3-Hour Car Flip Academy, Jeremy walks you through car flipping from how to find deals, how to analyze deals, how to maximize your profitability, how to market and sell your vehicles, and then how to build on your success. Like I've said before, Jeremy Fisher has built his course right. So why reinvent the wheel? When Jeremy visited with me on episode 42 of Flipping Genius, he agreed to allow our listeners to get lifetime access to his digital training, 3-Hour Flip Academy, with a copy of the 3-Hour Flip e-text for just $49. That's a one-time fee of less than $50. Frankly, you ought to make 10 times that amount from your very first flip. Go to our website to get this special deal. Visit www.flippinggenius.com with 1G, Flippin' Genius, and click on the Resources tab at the top of the page. Then click on the More Great Stuff tab on our Resources page, and it'll take you to Jeremy's $49 deal. Now, if that's more clicks than you want to make, or if you have a question, just send an email to me at flippingquestions@gmail.com, and I'll get you an answer and a direct link to 3-Hour Flip Academy. Okay, our third way to bring deals to ourselves from the night, the third way tonight. This is one you've heard a zillion times, word of mouth, word of mouth, word of mouth. Get people talking about you. That's as simple as that is. But it's not simple, obviously. You know, you're telling people all the time, hey, I buy cars. You put it out there on your Facebook. You maybe put some videos out there. You put it on your business card. You put it on the post-it notes. You talk about it at the party. You talk about it at church. You talk about it all the time. I buy cars. That's what I do. I buy cars. I fix them up and I resell them. I buy cars and I renovate them and I sell them. I make masterpieces out of them, whatever your deal is. In my case, that's what I tell them. I buy cars that people don't want. My mechanic and I make them road ready and we create good transportation for folks and we do it at a reasonable price. And that is what I do. So if you have a vehicle that you want to get rid of or you know somebody that's got one that they want to get rid of, have them call me or you call me. You know, and I say that all the time. I tell people all the time. I post it all the time. I'm always doing this. And so consequently, when somebody hears it, hey, I'm trying to get rid of this car. Do you know of anybody that will help me get rid of this thing out of my driveway? Do you know of anybody that can get rid of my grandma's car? She just passed away or she can't drive anymore or whatever the situation is. You're the one they call. You're the one they think of. And this is This is so true. And I've got a perfect example of this this week. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to count my chickens before they're hatched, as my mom used to say. But I have a friend of mine who I haven't seen in a long, long time, like a decade, I think, contacted me. Now we see each other on Facebook, you know, we know each other that way, but we haven't seen each other physically in like 10 years. But she's aware of the fact that I buy cars. And so she reached out to me and said, "Hey, I got a car I want to get rid of. It's here in my driveway. You know, it hasn't run in a while, but it will run. I just don't have time to mess with it." And I'm kind of excited about it because it's the kind of car I really, really like, have really good luck with. And it sounds good. She's the original owner. She told me enough about the car to make me know that, you know, and I know her, so I trust her. So the word of mouth has put me in a situation where I'm the only one that's coming to look at that car. She's not advertising. She doesn't want to mess with the general public. She doesn't want to mess with having to have the couple things repaired that might have gone wrong because it's been sitting for quite a while. Just call Randy, you know, just call Randy. And that's what they do. That's what they do here. And I want them to do that more and more and more and more. That's my goal. And you can do the same thing if you get the word out there that you're the person that people call when they have this type of vehicle. In my situation, it's kind of easy because I'm working at a lower end of the scale. So a lot of these cars that are out there fall into this category. Whereas if you're looking for, you want to renovate 80 models Jaguars, it's very specific, and that's a whole different story. And we'll talk about that. I mean, not that specifically, but we'll talk about how you find deals in your specific area where your target is more narrow. But word of mouth will create this type of situation. And of course, you got to treat people fair, and you've got to keep your word, and you got to answer your phone, man. Answer your phone. I'm an old school guy, so I actually still answer my phone and talk on the phone, but I will text and I will Facebook message and all that stuff too, because I do live in 2020. Can you believe it? It's 2020. Anyway, that's the third one I wanted to tell you about. So let's go over them real quick again. The three ideas that we wanted to talk about tonight for getting deals to come to you are, first, bandit signs and other versions of the bandit sign, whether it be signs on your vehicle, post-it notes, ways to get people to call you about cars who don't know you, okay? The second way is driveways, parking lots, and backyards. So keeping your head on a swivel, you see opportunity out there, and you go get it. You go knock on that door. You go talk to the manager at the grocery store. You go talk to the pastor at the church about the old Cadillac that's sitting back of the back of the church. Preferably not a Cadillac. Go for a Lincoln. Just my own preference. And word of mouth, you tell people that I'm the one you want to call when you see a car like this, when you have a friend who has a car like this, when you have a car like this in your driveway, in your mom's driveway, wherever. Call me. And you get that word out there. So if you follow these steps, you'll get deals coming to you. And we're going to talk more about how to make the deal and make it profitable in a later episode. But that's how you get the phone to ring. That's how you get things cooking. So you've got deals coming to you. And hey, you're getting paid to exercise. You're a professional athlete now. Well, not yet. As soon as you start doing it, you can be a professional athlete like me. Hey, thanks for tuning in to the Flippin' Genius Podcast. I'm Randy Lee. I'm your host. If you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe. If you haven't shared it yet, share it with everybody. Tell everybody about it. And let's just keep coming back. Keep listening. Listen over and over and over again until this stuff gets embedded in your head. Take it with you. Let's work on this. Let's make some money together. Let's all become Flipping geniuses. I'll see you next time.